With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two U.S. military planes were shot down in separate incidents yesterday, escalating tensions in the ongoing conflict. One fighter jet was shot down in Iran. A U.S. crew member on the FA-15 was rescued, but another remains missing. And as correspondent John Gambrell reports tonight, prior to word of rescue, the channel affiliated with Iranian state television was urging Iranians to find the crew.
A local affiliate of Iranian state television in southwest Iran said the pilot bailed out of their aircraft. Now, an anchor on that channel went on air and said that police were searching for this pilot and said that anyone who found the pilot should capture them and they would receive a reward. Earlier, though, they were telling people to shoot at the invaders.
Separately, Iranian state media reported a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East. As Cuba faces extreme pressure amidst an oil embargo by the United States, there was a bit of joy for some on Good Friday yesterday.
Families wrap their arms around freed loved ones outside Cuban prisons after Cuba's government said it was going to release 2,010 prisoners in what it says is a humanitarian gesture ahead of Holy Week. Those released say they were surprised when they were called name by name and were told they were free to go. 20-year-old Emilio Alejandro Leyva Arias, jailed for robbery, was among those released. His mother cried as she hugged him and says this is how all mothers who are seeing their sons being freed should feel today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The Labor Department reporting that hiring marked a rebound from the jobs in February. This is SRN News. Is revival returning to America? Correspondent Michael Harrington says yes.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, just about 30% of the general population thinks a broad spiritual renewal is on its way in the near future. Young Americans believe that the most, 38% of Generation Z. And what do people think might trigger revival? The most common response is prayer. A lot of folks believe God is about to answer their petitions. Other popular reasons include economic problems and political divisions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from International Christian Concerns finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. This is SRN News. United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry.
Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, as well as Latin America, will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war. United says it is their first baggage fee increase in 2 years. JetBlue also raised its fees this week. Fuel typically makes up about a quarter of airline expenses, and analysts expect more carriers to pass those costs on to travelers. Bob Agner reporting.
Tiger Woods' second arrest on charges of driving under the influence has put golf on hold for one of the game's most important figures. There will be no chance of a return to the Masters next week or Ryder Cup captaincy in 2027. Woods is seeking treatment outside the country following his crash a week ago in Florida. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment. He pleaded not guilty earlier this week to driving under the influence. More details at srnnews.com.